Today, Be'ezer should be learned Daf Tesvav of Masechtas Beya. A Daf concludes the first parak of Masechtas Beya and begins the second parak Yom Tov, which will discuss the laws of Erev Tavshilin, as well as many other laws related to Yom Tov. Some of the topics we learned about today include a continuation of the discussion of which items are permitted and which are forbidden to be sent as gifts on Yom Tov, whether or not we wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and what to do if one finds tefillin in the field on Shabbos. An introduction to the laws of Erev Tavshilin, which permits a person to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos when Yom Tov falls out on a Friday. An overview of the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, and a machloikis between Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Yeshua on how to divide one's time on Yom Tov between Einig Yom Tov of the Sudas Yom Tov and spending one's time in Torah study and service of Hashem. Some of the key topics and concepts that we learn about include Erev Tavshilin. The first mission of the Perek introduces us to the Takanas Chacham of Erev Tavshilin, to permit cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos when Yom Tov falls out on a Friday. Let's first review the background of Erev Tavshilin based on the Gemara Pesachim Daf Mem Vav Ma Beis. The Pasuk Komalachas Avoyde Lo Yisasu teaches that all malachas that are asr on Shabbos are asr midarais on Yom Tov as well. The Pasuk Ach Asher Ya'ochel Chol Nefesh Hu Levadi Ya'asu Lechem makes an exception for work done with Tzarech Echol Nefesh for the purpose of eating on Yom Tov. However, the heter of Eichon Nefesh applies only to food prepared for Yom Tov itself, and not for the next day. Therefore, the Gemara asks, Heich Eifin Mi Yom Tov LeShabbos, based on what do we cook and bake for Shabbos when Yom Tov falls on Friday? After all, a Erev Tavshilin, which is a Tekana D'Rabbanan, cannot be Matar and Issa D'Oraisa. There are two answers. Rabbah employs the principle of Hayilu Mikalalei Archim Chazilei. Since if many guests would arrive unexpectedly on Yom Tov, he would need the food for Yom Tov, we view this baking as being done for Yom Tov. However, it remains asum d'rabbanan because right now he does not yet have guests, and his intention was for after Yom Tov. Therefore, the Chacham instituted Erev Tavshilin to remove the issa d'rabbanan. Rav Chisda does not subscribe to the principle of Hayil. However, he holds midayraisa tzarchi Shabbos nasa b'yom tov, as Rashi there explains. Shabbos v'yom tov chada kedushahi, the tavayu Shabbos ikri. Shabbos and Yom Tov are one Kedusha. Therefore, midaraisa one may cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. The Chacham, however, did not allow it, because gzeirus shemiyemru oifim miyom tov af l'chayil. People might erroneously think that one may bake on Yom Tov for the weekdays. The requirement of a Erev Tavshilin will remind people that only miyom tov l'shabbos is mutter, but miyom tov l'chayil is asur. The bottom line is, according to both Rabbah and Rav Chisda, there is no issa d'oraisa, merely an issa d'rabbanan which is rectified by Erev Tavshilin. By preparing the Erev Tavshilin, it is as if we already began cooking for Shabbos from before Yom Tov, and thus we may continue the process of cooking which we had already begun previously on Erev Yom Tov. Simchas Yom Tov. There is a special mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Tov, as the Pasuk says, V'samachta b'chagecha.